still here.
I know. So, we should have something to celebrate.
People are still listening, yeah.
We should have a song to celebrate it.
I think I've got the perfect one.
Come on, everyone. Party with us.
Yeah. So, Steve, I mean, 10 episodes, people might not think, to anyone else, that might not sound like a big deal.
But now we got big. So, to us, we got champagne on ice.
Yeah, where is it? Champagne. Someone bring the champagne, please.
And bring the Coke.
A Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola for me.
So, Steve, how much work goes into making one of these things?
A hell of a lot. Yeah.
For everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We got to try to stay creative, yeah. Try to stay funny.
And stay positive.
Even when we're bloody tired.
Yeah.
And here we are. So, Steve, how do you feel about this 10th episode? I mean, to some people that might not seem like a lot, but to me it means a hell of a lot.
Yeah, it means a hell of a lot to me too.
Yeah.
So, while we're celebrating... We're going to celebrate with lots of cake and candles.
Yeah, I mean, what are all the things we've done on the show? We've done...
Spam.
Started doing the news the first time.
And the spam.
Email from Jacinda from that. We got into spam email.
I think that was Patrick!
Yeah, so here's to another 100,000 episodes with you, Stephen.
I'm going to enjoy them.
Awesome. People can't see this high five, but...
And long may we enjoy them. So.
So.
On with the show.
On with the show, Stephen.
Tune in that, Greg. Woohoo! Yay!
Yeah.
All right, Stephen, it's our 10th episode.
Am I going to win $1,000?
You're going to win absolutely nothing because I don't have any money in my piggy bank. But if I could, Steve, I would give you $1,000 every day. So I've put together a special quiz for you, Stephen.
Okay, why don't we have it now?
And this is based on all of your colleagues here at Speakeasy FM and Arden Soul. This is about a love for our colleagues and love for music. So what I've done, Stephen, is I've gone around and asked everybody to pick a song.
Did you ask Selena as well?
I've asked everybody in this building to pick a song.
Who did you ask for? Who was the first one?
Well, I can't tell you because I'm going to play them for you and you've got to guess who it is.
Okay.
So I've asked everyone if they can pick a song that they best think represents them.
And what did they say?
And, well, they told me the answers. And you, their lovely host, are going to guess who they are. So, Stephen, how old are you and your colleagues?
Quite well.
Yeah. Give a quick review about your colleagues.
My colleagues are a bit weird.
Yeah, we're all a bit weird and wonderful. A bit different.
Yep.
So, what you'll find, Steve, is playlist here. There we go.
Okay, well, what if we play it now?
So, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
To find out how well you know your colleagues.
Yeah.
So, well, first we want to find out how well you know your colleagues.
How well do I know my friends? I don't know.
All right. Are you ready, Stephen?
Yeah.
The first song.
Britney Spears.
That is Britney Spears.
From Charlton.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Stephen, what is your answer?
Charlton chose that. It was by Charlton.
That is Charlton. Steve, who is Charlton?
He's a good mate of mine.
Good guess. What made you choose to think that was Charlton, Steve?
Because he likes Britney Spears.
To a good start, my friend. Now, there are some easy ones and there are some hard ones.
Okay.
What would you like?
Easy
first? All right. The next one, Stephen.
Okay.
So far we're one correct.
Do we cannot be one? Do we cannot get it one? We can now be Amy.
Yep. Do you know who sings that song?
Nope.
Rod Stewart. So, of course, it's Amy McCallum.
Amy McCallum!
Great job. We are two for two. I walked out, you left me. You know I'm hurting for you. It seems now that it's over. But there is nothing I can do. So, guys, on the Speakeasy FM email...
Hey, guys.
We've got an email, and it says, your biggest fans. It's from someone called Lush and Meg.
No, I don't know. Meg. Who is it?
So, Lush and Meg. Okay. So, two people. And they say they're your biggest fans. This is what they say. Hey, guys. We've been meaning to write you for a while now. We love listening to you guys and haven't missed a show yet. Listening to you guys has become our favorite weekly routine. You all have such a great sense of humor and your dynamics together is awesome. We're constantly laughing and singing along to amazing classics. That's how my partner and I like to start the weekend.
Oh, you quick.
No, no. So it's, that's, this is the email that they sent us.
Oh, okay.
So Losh and Meg are partners. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And so they're saying they every Friday, their best way to start the weekend is they listen to your guy's show. And they've never missed it. I've got to be honest, I missed last week's one.
I did as well.
Yeah. So they really like listening to you guys. They haven't missed a show.
But I did listen to it on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, oh yeah. So you can always catch up. But that's, isn't that nice that their routine is every Friday they stop and listen to your guy's show?
Oh, it says I love it. Friends.
Yeah, so there's they've put some questions there for everyone.
Yeah, that's
it. Would like to hear them.
Yeah.
So, there's one here for Amy and Michael. It says, Amy and Michael remind us of ourselves.
Oh, God, are we that old?
How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
No, 5 years.
No, it's 3 years.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
3 years?
Yeah.
Who and him?
I took my age, so 29, and it's 26 when we met. It's 3 years.
Hey, quick, who needs an email?
So that's from Losh and Meg. So Losh is short for Milosh.
Huh.
So Milosh and Meg, Megan.
Megan, oh.
So they're, yeah, they're a couple. I think they've been together for, this. It says, well, I think about the same amount of time. And they're the same age as you guys.
What?
Yeah.
I've got a little of one of my age. Yeah,
they're on the same age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are they
29?
Oh.
Yep, I think
29. Oh, I'm saying
really. Yeah. Michael, you're a little bit older.
I'm not older, you quick.
Yeah.
Back, said everyone attack, and they turn into a ballroom blitz.
right, shall we go on to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get a bit harder now, Steve. Oh, our next one, Stephen. Ups on the beat.
Okay. Sounds like a little pump.
Sounds like a little pump?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anybody outside, like, it's not a little pump. But it does sound, I mean, that's what I think Little Pump sounds like. So, Steve, you can probably rule me out right away, because I've never heard of these people before.
Okay.
Anyone outside you think listens to Little Pump and that kind of music?
My sister, Stephanie.
Your sister, Stephanie.
Hmm.
Hmm. Judges?
Yes.
Stephen, you are absolutely right.
Oh, my God! Now, how does I know Little Pump?
Mate, now that is impressive.
And I know Little Pump was going to play.
Yeah, well, you seem to be picking up just the feel of the music and knowing.
Greg, can you hear it, Greg? Can you hear it? And you hear this?
I can hear it too. Well, girl, how about some words about your sister, Steve?
Well, she's an awesome sister. Even though she's awesome. Thanks, Steph! Thanks for the song!
All right, Steve, so far... Whoa, where's my mic? Steve's doing fantastic. We'll be back with him in the final few rounds after the break. Love is only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. It seems the more I gave, I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. So there's a couple who listens every Friday, and they say, you guys remind them of them. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. That's guys.
Yeah, so that's from Losh and Meg.
Oh, it's George and Meg. It's really done or not.
Yeah. Anything you want to say to them, Amy?
Thank you. Here we are, Michael. We met 3 years ago.
And yeah, so what do you think? Your biggest fans?
Also, it's a friend. Not awesome.
Yeah.
I play some of them on more email.
Yeah, oh, so keep sending in the emails?
Yeah.
Yep. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah. And also, give his dad to it. I don't give his dad to it.
Well, this is nice because it's always nice when your parents get hold of you and say, oh, you did a good job, your family.
Oh, yeah. No.
But when you've got someone who's not your family who really likes listening to you guys.
My nurse wanted to do it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first time you've got an email in Speakeasy FM that's from people that aren't your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big achievement.
Wow.
Well done, guys.
That sounding quick.
Yeah. Maybe you should do it. Thanks, guys, for your biggest fans.
Thanks, guys, I'm one of fans.
They wanted to know what... also, can you tell us what your guys' favourite movies are?
Oh, my favourite is Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, Michael, what about you?
The Showman, The Running Man, and The Lion King.
Greatest Showman, Mamma Mia, Lion King.
Yeah.
I got to see Lion King on my birthday.
Hey!
There you go. So do you guys, do you have any favourite movies you like to watch together?
Yeah.
I can tell you guys there in that gap, they gave each other a nice, lovingly look. Just trying to think. I've seen that before in many couples. Okay, you're trying to remember. You go,
Quick. I'm quick.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Amy, watch a movie instead.
Oh, you like to have a Coke and a Pepsi Max and watch a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to see Cruella.
Cruella.
Yeah.
Tell us about that movie.
Good movie, hey, Amy.
Well, do you know... Mm-hmm. Yes, good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know... 101
Dalmatians. I do, yes.
Yeah, you know the real one of that.
The one where they use real people instead of animation.
Yeah.
Cartoons, yes, yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm very scared with an old lady in it.
Glenn Coco.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm petrified with her.
Yep, she did a very good job. Her Cruella was very scary.
She got banned to do that now.
She got banned from doing...
Yeah, some kids were screaming at her.
Oh, some kids were screaming at her?
Yeah.
Oh, so you mean because they were scared of her?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, so she probably said, I'm not going to do any more Cruella movies because I don't want to make kids scared.
Yeah.
So she's really a nice person.
No, nice person.
I don't like her at all.
You don't like the character, Cruella?
But Emma Stone, she's better like her.
Think Emma Stone's a better Cruella?
Yeah, because she's not that evil.
Oh, so she's not evil in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think, Michael?
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah, have you seen both Cruella? Have you seen the 101 Dalmatians?
I did watch. I am.
Yep, you know Cruella in that one.
I'm scared of that. Don't talk about that part.
Yep, the scary Cruella.
The scary Cruella.
So it's that one, and then there's Emma Stone's Cruella.
I like Emma. My brother.
Yeah, so Amy likes Emma.
Yeah.
What about you, Michael?
I like to watch her forms.
You like the old one better, or Emma Stone?
Yeah, the new one. The old one.
Oh, you like the old one, Glenn Coco.
Yeah.
Me too, actually, but I haven't seen the new movie, so I'll reserve my judgment.
It might be out now, so it's 2 days to see over in a cinema.
I think I'll survive. Yeah. It's,
start walking. okay. Grab your coat and let's start walking.
Got four songs left.
I got a little pump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
The next one. Beautiful, isn't it?
Probably Patrick.
Think really hard about this one.
I don't know. Think
that's a beautiful classic song.
Is it Kate Craig?
Oh, you think it's Kate?
Yeah.
Who is Kate? Steve? You better give a shout out to Kate because...
Kate!
Well, oh, I mean... Hang on, I haven't given you the answer yet. So, Steve, people won't know who Kate is, and none of this would exist without her.
Kate's the one who runs out in Seoul. Who started out in Southside? We'd like to give a big shout to Kate. We love you, Kate.
All right, Stephen. So you're locking in Kate.
Yeah.
That song. Time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Stephen, I'm so sorry, but you're absolutely right. It's Kate.
Yeah!
How did you know that one, Stephen?
Because I've heard Kate sing it before. She said, oh God, I'm going to start singing. Yeah. I'm going to start off.
Stephen, you're down to the final three.
Please.
How are you feeling?
I'm confident. I can't believe I got Little Pump right too. That was impressive. Can I forget about Little Pump?
All right, you can. Steve, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're down to three people. Do you know who they are?
Selena?
Yes.
Oh, is she the first one?
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know...
And Patrick?
Yep.
And, yeah, that's it.
Just those two?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's one more person, but we'll save that for the final round. The next song, Stephen.
Please be Selena's one. Is it Selena?
I'm not going to tell you.
Give me a second, I need to get Patrick. My story straight. My friends are...
Do you know the song?
Yeah. We Are Young...
We Are Young by Fun.
It's Patrick.
You're going to say it's Patrick? I think Selena. What makes you say Patrick?
Because he looks like the fun.
Yeah, absolutely right. That was Patrick.
Patrick! Okay.
Sounds like Patrick, that song, doesn't it?
And next one?
I mean, a lot of people are probably wondering who this Patrick is. Well, you hear him every week.
He's loving him with grey hair. Patrick! I've been thinking about you! Yeah.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
cliff by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down. I'll carry you home tonight.
All right, Steve, you're down to the final round. There's two songs. There's two people. What I'm going to do is play a little bit of each song, and then you got to tell me which one belongs to which person. The first song.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you.
That'll be Selena.
The second song.
Well, that'll be Selena.
Well, they can't both be Selena. So, Steve, just one more time. You've got Ice Boy or The Sound of Silence.
I think Ice Boy might be Selena.
Steven?
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Oh,
what made you think that?
Because that'll be her taste in music.
You think so?
Yeah.
A bit quirky. I'd say you've nailed it.
Uh-huh.
Now, double or nothing.
Double.
There's one person left and one song.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
So?
That would be Greg.
Sorry, who chose the song?
Greg Jacobs.
And who's Greg Jacobs, Steve?
He's right here with all we choose on.
That's me, Steve.
Greg Jacobs.
I chose The Sound of Silence.
Oh.
And you forgot about me.
Sorry. Were you giving it hard and fast?
What do you think?
Because a vision.
Would you have picked me to choose this one?
No. You're pretty old.
You know why I chose this one?
Because of me.
Huh? You remember when you and I tried singing this one together?
Oh, okay, that was awful.
That was planted in my brain.
This one's to you, Stephen.
Still remains.
What's next?
Within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, I split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. That I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echo. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls.
No, none of his Vikings. Oh, it's time we got a. Do you want to sign off? I just realised the time.
Well, it's been doing another good show. Our tip episode.
Yeah.
It was so awesome.
What a journey, Steve. Here's to another 10. Yeah. 100, another 1,000.
And we did well.
Stephen, I've absolutely loved making these episodes with you.
Yeah.
How have you found this?
I found them pretty awesome.
Yeah. I know they're not always easy. There's a lot of recording, a lot of practice, but, mate, you give it all you've got, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
And we leave it all on the, on the mic.
I'm in the bullets of everybody else.
Yeah.
And hope nothing goes pear shaped.
Yeah. And so thank you everyone for listening. We love you so much for it.
I love you so much for it.
And we'll keep going if you keep listening.
And this show is for Milos and Megan and Milo.
Oh, that's lovely.
We love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for
every
listening.
Every week.
This show is for them. On Speaky to Them. Love you guys. Speak to you next week.